You're with SBS Radio.
After a summer dominated by hot, dry weather and bushfires, mass rainfall was welcomed at the start of February, bringing relief to towns in regional Australia suffering from drought. But the downpour could cause more problems, with experts warning the coastal flooding could damage marine environments. Jeremy Brown is the co-founder of Ocean Protect, who make devices to trap pollution in stormwater drains.
In the urban areas, so the cities that we live in, the rain event mobilises pollution, which ultimately ends up in our creeks, rivers and oceans. We estimate roughly 5 Olympic-sized swimming pools of gross pollutants will end up in Sydney Harbour or have ended up in Sydney Harbour over the last 4 days.
Last weekend's deluge caused waterways to swell across the east coast, with flash flooding and treacherous surf conditions witnessed in Sydney. That stormwater drains out into the ocean, taking with it rubbish, chemicals and debris. Michael Weeks is an environmental engineer at Ocean Protect.
We have a lot of high intense rainfall over the last few days. So the more energy that you see in the rainfall tends to build up and wash off more pollutants into our environment.
Dr. Catherine Daffon from Macquarie University says the damage is likely to be worse following the bushfire seasons.
So we are expecting to see more of these sorts of events, so really high levels of rainfall in really short periods of time. And so at the same time, if these are occurring after greater incidences of bushfires as well, we are going to see a lot more sorts of soils getting washed in and potentially more sorts of contaminants.
She says other pollution, including single-use plastics, remain a major factor.
Gross pollutants or rubbish are also going to be a big issue for the waterways. We do have traps on some of our storm drains, but the quantity of rubbish that has washed down in the last few days is probably going to overcome some of those traps.
That's prompting calls for better urban infrastructure to trap pollutants before they contaminate the environment. And Jeremy Brown is also encouraging Australians to rethink their habits.
Anyone that doesn't have a rainwater tank on their property, go and get one. We've got to reduce the amount of single-use plastics that we use. We've got to recycle better. We've got to put more stormwater quality treatment devices in. And lastly, beach cleanups is a very effective way of communicating to the public on how pollution gets out to our oceans.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.